We condemn this action by federal government because it is a calculated attempt to clamp down on the press freedom and freedom of expression. This is also part of the, you know, calculated attempt to silence Nigerians and to make them completely ineffective in governance. So we condemn this attempt to even find this radio station because we think that government is, you know, some government agencies are getting out of, you know, tolerance, and the impunity at which they are conducting themselves is undermining democracy and freedom of expression and choice.
But why do you think the action taken by the government is improper? Because there were worries that the program could have degenerated into disaffection among people and created tension.
There's nothing that was done that is illegal, and there was nothing that was done that, you know, tantamount to breaching the security in the country. I think it is just the intolerance, and because some government officials, they don't want Nigerians to know what is going on. They don't want corruption to be exposed. They don't want bad governance and impunity to be exposed. That is why they could take this action. Otherwise, there are several radio stations and newspapers that, you know, are also broadcasting, and that they are also facing similar, you know, threats from the authority, which we consider as total attempt to silence, you know, Nigerians from knowing what is going on in government. And that I think, you know, it is important that the Nigerian government, you know, suspend or remove this attempt of finding this radio station, and also the suspension that they have placed on the program. It is important that Nigerian officials understand that the more you cage people, the more you block them from knowing their rights, the more you, you know, deny them, you know, access to credible information, you will, you know, create a room for rumor, and suspicion will continue.
But the National Broadcasting Commission said it imposed the fine on the station and suspended the program for discussing issues about a national security agency. You know, the government is sensitive about that, especially when it has come under criticisms for the alleged growing insecurity in parts of the country. And that is why the National Broadcasting Commission had to take action.
This is not an excuse. I think it is rather an excuse to further undermine freedom of expression, you know, and also cage press freedom in Nigeria. I think, you know, the best answer to whatever issue that government thinks is to ensure that the insecurity in the country is addressed. Every day, you know, Nigerians and international community, they talk about insecurity in Nigeria. They talk about police. They talk about various security agencies, you know, and calling them to take responsibility to ensure that they secure the country and the people of Nigeria. I don't see anything that has been discussed, that has been done, that will undermine, you know, government or its institutions. Maybe some individuals who have issues, who do not wish Nigerians to understand and expose wrongdoings in various government institutions, are the ones that are determined and using this just to hide under the cover of security. Otherwise, Nigerians already are, you know, in serious insecurity threat. Not even threat. In fact, Nigerians are actually suffering from insecurity in Nigeria. And what government need to do is just wake up and take its responsibility by tackling those people who are promoting or those who are conducting insecurity in Nigeria, rather than just fixing their anger on people who are demanding for accountability on how they do things.
Awal, do you see the NBC reversing its decision per your call? And how soon do you think the decision could be taken? And if it's not taken to reverse course, what would the organization do?
The NBC should listen to Nigerians, and Nigerians, of course, the country have spoken and condemned this, you know, action. And if they care about democracy, about the freedom of expression, I think they should be able to respond positively to the yearning and aspiration and call of Nigerians, you know, on this matter. Failure to do that, it shows the growing impunity, but that will not also, you know, be sustainable, because a lot of Nigerians will continue to demand for justice for accountability, irrespective of this action.